Ralphie Radio Show. So finally, yes, and I say finally, Jessica Simpson gave birth to a baby boy earlier today. We'll get all the scoop right now from Life and Style Weekly events editor Juliet Eason. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Juliet, but Jessica was pregnant for 17 months, right?
I think it was actually 19.
That's like unheard of, right?
It was just insane. She had a lot of explanations as to why she had gained so much weight as she had, and they're a little bit gross, so I will spare you the details.
Thanks.
But that's why she kept saying, it's only one baby, I promise, I'm just really big. So towards the end there, it really did feel like she'd been pregnant for about 2 years.
Finally today now, she gave birth a baby boy, correct? What is his name?
It's a baby girl, actually, but she has a boy's name. Her name is Maxwell.
Hold on. Yeah, because I saw the name trending earlier. You mean to tell me she had a girl and her name is Maxwell?
Yeah, her name is Maxwell Drew Johnson.
I have never heard of a girl being named Maxwell before.
Neither have I. They're saying that her nickname is going to be Maxie, which I think is also rather unfortunate if you think of other words that could come after that.
Yes. That's
It's a family name from her side of the family. I think everyone is a little bit confused still about why they went with something so masculine, especially since Jessica is so girly.
Including me. Yeah, you're between the girl being named Maxwell and then the nickname Maxie. Why would you do that to your child?
It's just not a good thing.
No, not at all. Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're chatting about Jessica Simpson. Yes, she gave birth, to a baby girl named Maxwell earlier today. How are mom and dad doing?
Everybody's doing really well, especially considering that Maxwell clocked in at 9 pounds and 13 ounces.
Jeez, oh man.
Quite a big infant.
Wow. I can't believe it. I'm still shocked over the fact that it's a baby girl and not a boy.
A 9-pound baby girl.
A 9-pound baby girl, no less, named Maxwell. But at least everybody's healthy. So I mean, I suppose at the end of the day, that is the most important thing as well. So hopefully it'll work out for Jessica and her soon to be husband. They're not married yet, but I would imagine now they're gonna start putting those wedding plans on a fast track.
Yeah, they had them on hold while she was pregnant, and they said they weren't in any rush really to move forward with plans. And knowing Jessica, she's going to want to get back down to her fighting weight before they actually tie the knot. She wants to get back in those Daisy Dukes.
Of course, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to read about this, of course, online on Life and Style's website and in the next edition, Life and Style Weekly. And, of course, we'll check in again with Life and Style on Friday. Events editor Juliet Eason, as always, thanks for the 411.
Thank you.